Verses written in February 1824 by Joanna Baillie. Like gleams of sunshine on the mountain's side, fair, bright and beautiful, while all beside, slope, cliff and pinnacle in shadow lie, beneath the awning of a wintry sky, through loophole in its cloudy texture beaming, a cataract of light so softly streaming, shines one blessed deed of ruth when war's grim form o'er a scourged nation guides his passing storm. Like verdant islet spots that softly peer through the dull mist as morning breezes clear, thy brooding vapour from the wide-stretched vale, so in a land where mammon's care prevail, do frequent deeds of gentle charity refresh the moral gazer's mental eye. Britain, thou art in arms and commerce graced, with many generous acts that fairly traced on thy long annals give a lustre far exceeding those of wealth or trophied war. And may we not say truthfully of thee, thou art a land of mercy, may it be. What forms are those with lean galled sides? In vain they laxed and ropey sinews sorely strain, heaped loads to draw with lash and goad urged on. They were in other days, but lately gone, the useful servants, dearly prized, of those who to their failing age give no repose, of thankless, heartless owners. Then full oft their arched, graceful necks, so sleek and soft, beneath a master's stroking hand would rear, right proudly, as they neighed his well-known voice to hear. And now how changed, and what marred things are these, starved, hooted, scarred, denied or food or ease, whose humbled looks their bitter thraldom shew, familiar with the kick, the pinch, the blow. Alas, in this sad fellowship are found the playful kitten and the faithful hound, the gallant cock that hailed the morning light, all now hard-fated, mates in woeful plight. Ah, no, a land of mercy is a name, which thou in all thy glory...